There's that bear again. Same guy. Cinnamon brown bear. Oh, he recognizes me. Good reaction. I didn't make a noise this time.
Well, I kind of failed with that video. I was so busy trying to look big and intimidating to the bear that I didn't bother to look at the camera so much. So that was a missed opportunity, but you get the point. That's the second time I've driven the bear off, although this time it wasn't so aggressive. The kids aren't here. The other thing is that he has as much right to be at the lake as anyone else. So he's staying over there, not on this side. That's fine. Running real fast when it sees me, so that's a good sign. So we'll just keep it that way. Keep the intimidation game up. It'll learn.
Okay, guys, I'm going to do a tornado siren once again. Hey everybody, I got news for you. I got my first dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine on May 25th, 2021. I'm Frankie McDowell.
This is Frankie McDowell, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Major storm is headed towards Houston, Texas on Saturday, August the 26th, 2017. And winds are going to be very, very damaged. There's 50 millimeters of rain in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding area is going to last for the next few days. It's going to bring a ton of rain. That's going to cause back up your streets. I recommend don't go near the shores, people. Stay away from the beach. It's going to bring a ton of rain. Winds are going to be very strong. It's going to bring stormy conditions with a lot of big waves crashing on beaches and shores in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding areas as well, including Galveston, Texas as well. With a lot of rain, wind driven rain. Sideways rain as well. People in Houston, Texas, and surrounding areas, be prepared. Make sure if you're rubble, train your ankles, any rain, so today, when you go outside, wear your rain, get ready, rubble, train, ready, ankles to keep you dry. Make sure to order your pizzas and order your Chinese food, buy cases, Pepsi, buy cases, go. Do your grocery shopping, don't wait till last minute. Do it right now. Make sure you have your Samsung Galaxy shirt, Samsung Galaxy smartphone shirt, Samsung Galaxy tablet shirt, your smartphone, cell phone, laptop, tablet shirt. When storm gets bad, stay indoors and don't go outside. Be prepared for major storm starting on Saturday, August 26, 2017. Take care, stay safe. Don't get caught in major storms. Stay dry, be safe.
And welcome to the Meteorological Report. What is the Meteorological Report? Well, meteorology is something that I invented. It's a mix of comedy and meteorology. This is your show for Earth Sciences. That's what we do. And we're broadcasting now in three cities. I'm Joey Only, your host. I'm here with Frankie McDonald, my other host, and some of our regulars, Joe Stover and Brandon Hoke. And also we have Kale from who's from the Kootenays to talk about some of the things involved with the Ferry Creek blockades that's been going on. So you're listening to us in Prince George Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. That's at 95.9 CFUR.ca. Or maybe you're listening to us at 12 noon local time in Winnipeg at CKUW on Mondays at 95.9. And or it could be that 2 hours after that in Vancouver at local time, 12 noon as well, you're listening to us at CFRO 100.5 FM. Did I get all those numbers right? It's tough. Sometimes I question once I'm all the way through. And we rebroadcast again in Prince George on Tuesdays. So the show is recorded Thursdays. I put it out on YouTube on Fridays on my Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude YouTube channel. And then you can, so it's going to be behind. If you're listening to us in Winnipeg, this is already last week's news, but hey, it's still going to be good news. Frankie McDonald, how are you doing this week, buddy?
I'm doing great so far. And it was humid out in Sydney, Nova Scotia earlier in the day. The cold front passed through this afternoon. It turned humid to cooler air.
What's the week looking like?
Sydney, and the weekend looking like? In Halifax, it's going to bring a lot of rain. Eastern United States all this weekend, it's going to bring lots of rain to Toronto, Newmarket, Montreal, and all these places. in New York City and those places.
How about the United States and all the weather that's been going on down there, Frankie?
It's been a lot of rain all across southeastern United States, plus it's all across Florida and southern central states. It's going to bring a lot of thunderstorms in south central states, close in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, because warm air, cold air clashing each other.
Who is that just showed up?
No, it's Sam. Lindsay. It's just my boyfriend's name. It's under
the I was going to say, Lindsay from the Give 'Em Hell Boys in Edmonton just showed up. Oh, my. This is getting good. Frankie, what about South America? We're just going to run through our weather here first, and then we'll start getting everybody else. South
right
America,
now, in Amazon rainforest, it's going to bring lots of rain to South America. And up around northern Amazon rainforest, they're bringing lots of rain lately. Cyclones just hit India, did a lot of damage in northeast India and Bangladesh. And New Zealand's really, really cold because their winter starts on June 21st.
What about Russia, Frank?
It's been getting hotter in Russia nonstop. Yakutsk is going to be really, 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 really hot.
How hot?
Extremely hot in Yakutsk and in Siberia, too, in the summer.
All righty. What did you do this week, Frankie?
I went for walks and things like that. I was on the Bass Guy Show. I was on Trevor's Happy Hour. I was on another radio show, the Roger Wildcard Podcast.
I also see that you got your vaccine shot finally.
Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. I got my first dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. What about all you guys?
Mine's tomorrow.
I booked my doses already.
Same here in Churchill. Everybody's got their two doses.
We have a whole crowd showing up. I'm going to have to introduce you so everyone recognizes the voices.
What about Gabriel?
He will be coming at some point. You know him. He's fashionably late. Always shows up in his best threads. Yeah, good. Yeah, I got my AstraZeneca there in April, I believe it was. And the next day they came on and said, don't get the AstraZeneca. And I said, well, of course, because I got it. That's why. So you know how it is. Let's go back to our radio weatherman from Brooks, Alberta, and star, almost a co-host. We see you so regularly, and it's good to have you back, Brandon. What's been happening this week in Alberta?
Oh, well, this week in Alberta has been absolutely, well, we had that wild week last week. I think Regina, we got full total accumulations of precipitation, some beneficial precipitation over the weekend and into early this week. Regina itself got over 65 millimeters in 7 days, so that is really good for them. And right across the southern part of this province and even into Saskatchewan as well, we've got a couple areas of instability. We've got some thunderstorms. We had a severe thunderstorm warning about an hour ago in the Grand Cache area. That's since ended, but we've got line thunderstorms moving off the foothills this evening, and we got some storms in the Banff area as well that's moved out of British Columbia. So thanks, BC, for the storms. Really appreciate that. Also, as we go into tomorrow, Friday, we've got that potential for thunderstorms, maybe a couple of gusty winds, and that'd be about it. But as we go into next week, we're going to start cranking up that heat, and probably by the middle of next week, we're going to see those temperatures soar near 30 degrees, and that with all that moisture that we've had, the moisture we've had is storm juice, and that's going to allow for thunderstorms to ramp up by the end of next week. So I have a feeling we may see some severe thunderstorms. I can't wait.
Hey, Gabriel.
Yes.
On Tuesday, I get the Moderna vaccine.
Yeah, well, right, Audi have got mine yesterday, right. My arm hurt, yes, but guys, I had the best sleep of my life.
It was like a great
Pfizer, the safest one. Thankfully that I got no other.
I
one
got the murder on Tuesday. Like
I just want to get keep going through everybody who's so welcome, Gabriel GB. We'll get to you in a few minutes. I just want to keep going through everybody who's here because we have a large group contingent, and of course, a wonderful washboard Hank has just showed up. Because we're in Alberta. Talking to Brandon Houck, I want to touch base with my old friend, Lindsay. She's from the band, the Give 'Em Hell Boys. Fantastic bass player, really good friend of mine. Lindsay, how's been your week? What have you been up to? And how's been the weather in Edmonton?
I've been painting a lot. Haven't been playing many gigs, but I've been getting into astrophotography. And so weather's been on my brain a lot lately just for that very reason. And there's an unwritten rule where if you buy new gear, you get cloudy skies every night. That's just the way it seems to be right now. So other than that, I'm painting because a job is a job, and eagerly awaiting the days when I can start playing shows again.
You become quite kind of an expert on all things happening in astronomy, actually. And
well, I'm not quite an expert, but I'm certainly interested. Yeah.
So what kind of new gear did you get
for Christmas this year? Me and my boyfriend got this star tracking mount. So you align it with Polaris, and then you do some alignments with a couple of stars, and it actually tracks across the sky. So you don't have to move it on your own. And this is what I got this year, just about a month ago. This is called the Red Cat lens. It's a low f-stop lens that is one of the better ones for astrophotography these days.
It's awesome. Year
that's causing all the cloudy nights.
Brandon, how? When's people in Edmonton area going to be able to see some stars again?
Stars? What are those?
Well, people like you and me, Lindsay.
Oh yeah,
she's a star.
Hopefully next week we'll get that ridge moving in. We'll hopefully finally see some stars. That lunar eclipse was the other night too. So, or other morning.
Yeah, it was really early in the morning.
Too early for me.
When I got up.
I said, seen them before, don't care. Well, before we get too far too, I want to keep getting to everybody, but one of the people we have on the show that I have, who's new and I want to welcome him in is Kale, who's been involved in the Fairy Creek logging blockades. Kale, you're in Winlaw area, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there, Slocan City.
And it's beautiful where you are. So tell us what's been going on there this week, and explain to people why that Fairy Creek forest is so beautiful. What's special about it?
Well, you want me to start with the weather report?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. We got some beautiful mix of sun and cloud over here on the Slocan Lake. Just recently receded a fine thunderstorm. We sent it east. So just for you guys out there in Alberta.
I reported on Interior Weather and Wilderness Watchers a couple hours ago that quite a line was coming through. And we had a nice one here today as well. I'm in Clearwater, BC right now. Continue.
We're
sorry.
All out there with our fans sending it that way. Right now we're in Slocan City. We're standing on unceded Sinaik's indigenous people's territory. Just about 200 meters from where we're standing is actually a whole series of petroglyphs that are between 300 and 500 years old. So some really amazing things on this lake. And right behind me, we've got the Valhalla Provincial Park. One of the beautiful parks of British Columbia, thankfully, a protected area, which is quite lovely. That said, there's quite a bit of British Columbia, our beautiful British Columbia, that is unprotected. And some of these real gems are at risk right now. And specifically, like you said, Fairy Creek, not just Fairy Creek and the Fairy Valley there. There's also the Kaikoos Valley, the Edinburgh Mountainside, Campers Creek. There's a number of old growth areas still intact on Vancouver Island that are at risk currently. Of course, everybody knows about the Carmana Wallbrand, which is protected. Many places still are not. And many of those places are on the chopping block, as we've been hearing over the news. That said, in the Kootenays too, we've got some really beautiful old growth intact areas, although there's not very many left. So this is part of our British Columbian heritage, and that's what we're asking for to be protected.
Okay, we'll get to you in a second. So you have a friend with you there, Jen. Jen, what's been your involvement in what's happened with Fairy Creek?
Pretty heavy. I was helping coordinate one of the camps for just under 2 months before, the winds of mystery picked me up and dropped me off into this slaughterhouse, where the same travesty is happening.
Will you both stick around and tell us some more after we cycle through everybody?
This week in the BC interior, lots of thunderstorms, including this one I saw today and filmed. It's Thursday, May 27th, beautiful storm in Clearwater, BC. Here's a clip of it coming in.
It's here now, it just hasn't shown itself fully yet. I think that's the gust front coming in. Low hanging, moving fast. Everything's still rising so fast. Jumping over the Thompson River. It's here. Wow.
Ooh.
And I hear that Washboard Hank has his banjo out, so I think we should go to Ontario and talk to him. We got two musical people in Ontario. Washboard Hank, how's the weather in Peterborough, Ontario right now?
Oh, it's beautiful. I was out golfing today, and you can see I'm red as a lobster. I don't want to talk about my score, but I did get one par. Okay.
Well, that's really, really good.
Pretty good.
And
it's confirmed Montreal won.
Yes, hey, Frankie, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. It's confirmed Montreal won against Toronto overtime.
I know. And it pisses me off, man, because I was having a scientific equipment failure with my mental interpass. Just as the overtime started, I pushed the wrong button and I couldn't find the channel. And when I finally got back to it, Montreal had won.
So it's your fault, Hank, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm glad it was like, quick.
It was terrible.
That way I could just get on with making the show.
Anyhow, you know, I remember when the Leafs won back in 67, and my cousin was a babysitter for Dave Keon. So Dave Keon was a big deal for me. And I had a chance to play for the Leafs once, you know, play music for them. And I said, I want $500 and a Dave Keon shirt. And so they gave me the Dave Keon sweater and the $500. A few years later, I was coming through the Toronto airport and I ran into Dave Keon. I said, Dave Keon, you're my favorite hockey player of all time. You know, you're the greatest player in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I've got your sweater. And he said, why don't you go for yourself?
Wow.
And So I went home and I gave my sweater away, and I haven't been interested in the Leafs ever since. Tonight I tuned in finally. And you know what? Carl Brewer is not playing for them anymore.
Washboard Hank, you got a song for us?
Yeah, actually.
I'd like to introduce to one of my big fans that live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Her name is Amanda McDonald Borden.
Okay.
But that you can blame that one on Dave Keon, okay? Sorry, brother. But anyhow, I used to play with a guy named Reverend Ken, and we'd put up posters to advertise our shows, and we got a lot of hassle from the local BIA. And finally, Reverend Ken got arrested for putting up posters. Now, we all put up posters. I'm sure you put up a poster or two in your time, all of you. And so Ken took it right to the Supreme Court, and he won. And that is why here in Canada, it's part of the Canadian Bill of Rights that we can put up posters for our shows. So I wrote a song about it. Caught that Reverend Ken. He was putting up some posters for a show. Now it took a lot of cruisers to arrest this communist bruiser. They were cuffed and to the jailhouse he did go. But didn't he win? Reverend Ken! Didn't he win? Reverend Ken! When he fought City Hall, we thought he'd have no chance at all. Didn't he win? Didn't he win that Reverend Ken? There was a gal named Dorothy Mead, ignorant in thought and deed, the despot of the local BIA. She used to tear down all our posters, cause she thought she was a poster, make artists and musicians go away. But didn't he win? Reverend Ken! Didn't he win? Reverend Ken! When he fought City Hall, we thought he'd have no chance at all. Didn't he win? Didn't he win that Reverend Ken? Now they took our man to court and fought the city all the way. The Court of Appeal ruled our grievances were real, so Canada's highest court would have its say. But didn't he win? Reverend Ken! Didn't he win? Reverend Ken! unanimous, we drank, we smoked cannabis to celebrate this fair landmark solution. But didn't he win, Reverend Ken? Didn't he win, Reverend Ken? When he fought City Hall, we thought he'd have no chance at all. Didn't he win? Didn't he win that Reverend Ken? Did that come through?
Oh, I had to move, so I think I lost everyone for a minute there.
I'm having a terrible time. I took this computer in to get washed out, and maybe they still caught
it. I think it was me moving, actually.
Well, that's a true story. And so if anyone ever hassles you about putting up a poster, tell them to go.
Sleep himself.
F himself.
Give him the old Dave Keon treatment.
We got Gabriel GB.
Yeah,
you're in Ontario as well. We got a lot of people to get through, but this is so fun. So, what's been going on in Ontario? What's the weather in Ontario? How you doing?
Well, so first of all, right, I'm just gonna give you guys a quick forecast, and then it's the weather freestyle rap time. Okay, so Friday, we have cooler weather. High of about 9 on Friday. Some parts of Ontario may be seeing some snow, actually, but light snow. And it won't likely stick to the ground. It will likely stick on the grass, probably if they see, any, but snow on May the 28th, like, kill me already. Come on. We have a warm-up coming into the weekend, Saturday, high of 16 degrees, Sunday, 17, Monday, 21, Tuesday, 22. So yes, a warming trend into your forecast, highs into the 20s heading into next week, which is, it's great to kind of see a warm up. Yes, not seasonal just yet, right? Temperatures will be back to seasonal probably by the middle of next week, as I'm looking at. We, of course, still in a drought, but of course it will be raining on Friday, which of course will break a drought. Well, actually, right, so like some of us will be getting a break in the drought, yeah. And now it's the weather wrap time. I'll be doing a freestyle about the numbers, hopefully that I won't mess up, because I don't usually mess up, but
you won't right, mess
so
up.
So just Toronto 9, looking at the forecast when the sun will never shine, looking at the rain coming out away into the GTA. Now look, it's May the 28th. I do not know what to say, but then Saturday high of 16, looking at mostly cloudy skies, making for a nice scene. You know what, then Sunday, sunny skies, a high of 17. So please just stay fast. I was still in the trail, but yes, you know what I'm about, because you know that I'm the weather man, but after all the court, and yes, Monday, a high of 21. You know what, man, mostly sunny skies once again. So please head outside, and it doesn't matter where you're from, because all over Ontario, the warm-up man is here to come. And yes, you had the Tuesday, a high of 22. So yes, if you're in Toronto, man, I've got to be telling you, sunny skies on the way to the GTA next week. But we're still in the drought, but it's not what it's about, man. It's all about the warm weather. You don't need a sweater. Trust me, man, there's better things to come about the weather. And yes, in Toronto, so you better head outside right now. I'm telling you, yo, because all of my bros, nowhere to go. You got to head outside and get the sun tan, yo. And yes, next week we're gonna reach the peak, like highs into the 20s, man. Maybe we could sneak a few 25, maybe 26, but I'm not sure. You know what, man, which day should I pick to go outside and go golfing? On the way, I don't go golfing, and I actually play basketball because it's funner than that. But you know what, man, I hope outside that I could get outside and really do that, because I'm not sure yet, because it might rain and the weather might change, but I'm not sure if it's in my range. And so I better watch it right now, because the weather might be like trapped in a cage. And but I'm really not sure right now if it will even change. But you know what, the weather is switching up the season. I'm like, do you even know the reason how I got you season? I've been switching up the season in your region, got you freezing and believing that you're dreaming. Now you're screaming like a demon with no freedom. I defeat him, then I feed him. You know what, the weather, man, I gotta be so even in this region, hopefully. But man, I'm not sure, but I really hope it's getting on me too. But you know what, man, the suntan, that's all I want right now here in Ontario.
Okay. That's all.
Yeah. Awesome.
Man, that was a freestyle, guys. Right. I only wrote probably like 2% of that, but like.
Whew. Right on. Good Very to see good. You. Good to hear from you, man. Let's keep moving on. We still have a few people we haven't got to. So up in Churchill, Manitoba, we got Joe Stover. And you must be real excited about the prospect of the Leafs and Jets. How many airplanes have you fueled this week? And how's the weather in Churchill, Manitoba?
Well, the weather's not so bad here, Joey. We're kind of right around normal for at least temperature-wise. Precipitation-wise, we still have some snow on the ground. I was looking at some satellite pictures today, and the snow ends about 100 kilometers south of us. So spring is but 100 kilometers away. Now there's a song for you. it's about 4 degrees right now. It's for the next week, it's looking to be pretty sunny. There's maybe this weekend we might get a shower, but we're looking anywhere between -2 and +10 is going to be our week, which is about normal. So you just never know what you're going to get, but we're really hoping that 10 degrees gets rid of some of the snow, because we're itching to play some ball. So we've got our ball field that is that will be ready to go once the lockdown is done here, of course. But other than that, yeah, man, and the Winnipeg Jets winning, holy smokes, you know, I really don't care who they play. Toronto would be great, because then it would be kind of neat to kind of be enemies with half the country, I guess.
Well, you know, it's going to be Toronto.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know that, because it was supposed to be Edmonton. So,
yeah, you kicked us out.
It wasn't supposed to be Edmonton. I never called that.
Well, I was the one that predicted Winnipeg, but I was really like,
yeah,
you know, it was more with my fingers crossed. But just let me tell you,
the strongest teams in Canada are Winnipeg and Toronto this year.
Yeah,
Joey, on a meteorological report, you have to get somebody from other countries outside of North America, soon, like South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Oceania.
Yeah, I don't even know anybody outside of Canada.
Yeah, he barely went past Peterborough for this one, so I don't know. But Joe, I will say it sure is good to see you again there, Washboard.
Hey, you too, Joe. Love to get back up to Churchill.
One of these days, we'll make it happen. Once people are actually allowed to do some traveling again, boy, we'd sure love to have you.
So, Joe, how many airplanes have you refueled this week?
Oh, right. This week, about somewhere around 10, mostly medevacs, and we have some pretty steady traffic coming up from the Meadowbank gold mine. So this plane goes from Montreal to Val d'Or to Churchill to the Meadowbank gold mine, which is just north of Baker Lake, Nunavut. And the plane that they like to use a lot of the time is the Montreal Alouettes plane. So it's being a Bomber fan, every time that plane lands, I just, you know, but you know, I fuel them because that's my job. But yeah, it that kind of makes life in Churchill a little interesting to have the our most, you know, this is actually kind of funny, because like the customer that we see more now, as far as the routes go, it used to be Churchill, Winnipeg almost every day, sometimes twice a day. Now it's Churchill, Montreal. So it's actually kind of neat. I mean, can't get on board because it's a charter and everything, but every time I see that plane and it takes off, I'm like, that plane, next time that plane touches down, it'll be a world away from here. And it really is. So it's that's the kind of jollies the old fuel man gets.
So you're listening to us on 88.7 FM Seifer in Prince George, on CFURO 100.5 in Vancouver, and of course 95.9 CKUW in Winnipeg. Joe, what's on your radio show this next week?
So coming up tomorrow, I guess, depending on where you're listening to, this will be last week's show, but it is on a podcast, so check the podcast out, folks. I've got Rennie DeMille, and he is a Churchill expat, and he's living in Edmonton now. And he was pretty heavily involved in the Churchill music scene. Yes, there was a music scene here in Churchill, still is. So he was around in the 80s, 90s. So I talked to him about that and what he's up to in Edmonton. He's got a bunch of music and projects on the go. So it's a really nice conversation. So if you want to check it out, howdoyoudoreview.tumblr.com or go to ckuw.com. It's on there. ckuw.ca, sorry.
Right on. I think the last person we haven't said hi to yet is Pete Galenko. How was Virginia Beach?
I'm not in Virginia Beach now. I'm in Pennsylvania now. I was in Virginia Beach this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, so my grandmother lives out here in Pennsylvania, so drove with family through Virginia, West Virginia, to Pennsylvania, which is an absolutely beautiful drive through the Blue Ridge Mountains. Nothing too exciting with the weather in Virginia Beach or out here currently. A little bit cool. It was mostly clear skies. But anyway, the beautiful drive, beautiful geography coming out here. I'm at a, in a hotel room now. I just said hello to my grandma earlier and chilled like a villain. And so I'm a little bit closer to Canada now, though, a little bit closer than usual. And other news, Canadian related sort of, is Louis Neal from the BC Lions made an alliance with the cryptocurrency community that I'm a part of this week, just the other day. So that was kind of interesting. A CFL player, that was that's a surprise for me. But anyway, I don't have a whole lot of exciting stuff. We had some that last week. I was talking about the NASA rocket launch from Wallops Island on the eastern shore of Virginia. Yeah. That kept getting delayed, and it eventually went off, and I got to see a short burst of it at launch, but it was too cloudy to really see it. Apparently, it had they released some Joe, what was that stuff called?
Barium.
Barium. They released barium about 10 minutes after the launch, which creates a like a neon green violet trail behind it, so they can track the wind patterns, which apparently was viewable from Florida and Bermuda and stuff, but not from Virginia Beach. I did my best to get some video of it, but wasn't very viewable from where I was, unfortunately. The rocket launch was successful though, so that was
and you got to see part of it, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I got to see part of it,
and that was actually at the launch. It was actually at the end of that of the launch window too, wasn't it? Like a 2-week launch window that the weather was just so crappy every single day right up to the very last day, because if they didn't launch it that day, Pete, I think the next window was like in November or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were gonna wait for months if they didn't launch it that way that day. And at first it was the weather in the Virginia area that was too windy, and then later on it was actually the clouds over Bermuda that was the problem, because they were doing that, tracking the winds from the trail of the rocket. So they needed their, I guess, have a NASA viewing station out there. So they needed clear skies out there to clear the launch. So there was they launched it right at the last minute of the launch window there. And it was funny because every other previous launch, there was like 7 launch window attempts. There's a bunch of people outside near where I live in Virginia Beach that were waiting to see the rocket launch. Each time it didn't launch, and then the night it actually launched, there was nobody outside to watch. I guess they thought it was never going to happen, but it happened.
Awesome. So we're getting late, so I want to get back to Kale and Jen.
Hey, hey, Frankie, groundhogs no more than weathermen.
That means groundhogs and weathermen. People are making stuff up a groundhog. It's fantasy. It's not reality.
No, they know more than weathermen.
You're getting them fired up there, Hank.
So, Sam, Kale and Jen, so tell us all about what's been happening this last few days at Ferry Creek, about the arrest, anything you might know, and just give everybody here a good once over on the story.
First of all, I'm not an expert on any of this stuff. I don't necessarily work in the forestry industry. I spend a lot of time in the woods, but I have been following and working with the Rainforest Flying Squad, as they refer to themselves, for a few months. I spent a couple of months down on Vancouver Island, helping set up some of these blockades and just getting active. I have a penchant for arriving when everybody wants to leave. So I tend to hold down the fort while everybody goes off and refreshes. That's fun. I feel like it's a bit of an honor. So we're in beautiful British Columbia. As far as I understand, there's approximately 2.7% of the old growth stands left. So that's 2.7% is not very much, right? Most of this beautiful province and the fantastic giant trees that are a part of our heritage have been removed. Not really going to get into the sort of the politics of it necessarily. One thing that I have heard, and this is coming from a document known as the Old Growth Strategic Review, which was commissioned by our NDP government with a promise, an election promise to enact the Old Growth Strategic Review and potentially protect and reform some of the forestry practices that are going on in this province. So what I learned from that is that old growth trees are on Vancouver Island considered 250 years or older. So if you have a tree that's 250 years old, it's considered an old growth tree. In the interior, it's a little different. It's 140 years to be a quote old growth tree. So what I understand is that this throws the numbers off a little bit. So when we talk about old growth, you know, they're referring to large mature forests as old growth trees. What I think about as old growth is these ancient stands of cedars and Douglas firs and hemlocks and larches, even maples and yew trees. Some of these trees are upwards of 1,000 years old, even 2,000 years in some cases. We have some of the largest trees in the world and certainly in Canada, in our beautiful province here. Being that the Fairy Creek was slated to be logged, some concerned citizens decided to go and prevent the logging industry from entering that valley. So they stopped the road building crews from commencing road building. So once the roads are built, then they can get the tenure to log these valleys. Whew. Jen, do you wanna touch in on anything there?
Please do, Jen.
So that's like, we're talking the beginning of August is when the first blockade started. Just a handful of people knew what was happening and they acted immediately. Within like 24 hours, I think, they blocked the road after finding out that this was happening. And from there, it just kept growing. More people found out what was happening. And it just, I think winter was a little bit of a plateau of people occupying space, but then it continued and more people came to action and came to connect to the forest and see that there are whole ecosystems that are, a very like foundational spot for all life on the entire world. Yeah, so people can't help but act and stand for it when they come and connect to it.
Jen, how many months has the blockade's been going on now?
Over nine.
Over 9 months. That makes it the longest running blockade in the forestry industry in Canadian history, as far as I understand.
that's success. Bought some time. What's the chances that this is going to end, though? The police have been taking the side of the injunction, of course. That's what they always do. There's been some arrests. Can you talk to us about that, Jen or Kale?
Yeah, there's the last number I saw was 60, but I do know there was much more since then. I think it's getting close to 100 now arrests. And the last ones that I read about was people getting extracted via helicopters from tree sits. There's been various things of people locking themselves into the roads, like in the road, as they had dug holes and poured cement and put rebar in there so they could lock themselves into the road. And various different thing tactics of just honoring and wanting to stand in front of these amazing places and stand for them. Yeah, it's a bit about the arrest. Oh, no, it's not. You said the RCMP are siding on the injunction. They're actually going a little bit further than the injunction. They're creating illegal, what are they called?
Exclusion zones.
Exclusion zones, which are beyond what the injunction has granted. So everybody that they have been arresting who are crossing these exclusion zones aren't actually getting charged with anything because they're illegal. They're just getting arrested and removed from the area so the industry can go in and start destroying the habitat. And
the process is the punishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, it leads that RCMP is in the pockets of industry.
That's always been the case.
One thing I find really disconcerting about the arrests is it's not only people that are actively blockading and chaining themselves or sitting in tree sits. Likewise, it's members of the media. So press people mm-hmm. have been arrested for trying to document what's going on there. And likewise, legal observers. As far as I understand, even in a wartime situation, that's not legal. So it's a bit disconcerting to look at what's going on over there.
Not to mention the assaults of Indigenous, beyond how they would be arresting a white person. They are taking advantage and definitely assaulting Indigenous people more so.
That's typical. Does anybody on the panel have questions?
Has the Prime Minister or other or premiers in Canada spoken out about this issue?
You know what we've been hearing?
Nothing.
A lot of cricket sounds. That said, recently in the West Kootenays here, we're home to the town of Castlegar. Castlegar happens to be the office of Katrina Conroy. She's our current MLA and the Minister of Forests. So we've been trying to petition her to get present with the conversation and make some kind of statement. Unfortunately, 5 hours a day, 4 days a week is when she's in her office, and she's never in her office because of COVID. We haven't been able to reach her. Nobody's had any phone calls returned. And I understand that John Horgan has been asked repeatedly to make some kind of statement, and yeah, nothing. We have not heard anything.
Well, he's a logging guy. I mean, that's where he comes from, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a forestry person myself, right? But I do more to fight fire. I've cut a lot of trees down. I'm not lying, but I've never participated in a clear cut. I can say that.
I'll admit, I have chainsaws.
Yeah. Oh, I love running saw. And I love beautifying the forest and making it better. That's right? Selective logging, the way it should
be. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I can see some kind of forestry reform hopefully coming down the chute here where – you know, we're so far as the old growth strategic review goes, one of the big aspects of it is a just transition for the forestry workers and for the Indigenous people who depend on those landscapes and the forestry industry. So, you know, really wanting to implore our politicians to start that process. How do we transition these people into A, a more sustainable forestry practice, or B, some other job in that industry? I can see jobs for 1,000 more timber cruisers to go and document what's going on out in the forest, you know?
Well, for sure. And I mean, with selective logging too, that's a lot more feet on the ground kind of work. So that's more human work, right? It's not just, you need someone like me to go ahead and look at everything and this one, not that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone else have questions for Kale and Jen? Crickets.
Not so much a question, just support, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, I mean, that's boots on the ground is what needs to be done. And to keep petitioning these people that make the decisions to keep on it. And I mean, it's easier said than done, right? Because especially when you say, you know, you try to talk to, you know, your MLA and it's just deaf ears, but that's
just it.
No, of course not. Of course
is
not.
Is there a website or a Twitter page that we could be following or listeners could be following to see the status on this situation?
Fairy Creek Blockade. There's Rainforest Flying Squad, both on Instagram and Facebook. I think there's Twitter and the TikTok. I don't know what those titles are. I mean, they'd be something similar. There's also here in the Kootenays, XR West Kootenays is starting to get quite active in this kind of action to, you know, give it to the man.
Yeah. Likewise, Extinction Rebellion Vancouver is pretty activated on their side on the Fraser.
Well, good to know. This is the first time I'm hearing about this at all as a United States citizen. So
Well, if you want to hear something really interesting, they made these exclusion zones and not allowed legal observers or media into them, where they made assault, like arrests with assault. They were assaulting indigenous people to arrest them. It did get caught on a cell phone, on a video, on two actually, and it got posted on Rainforest Flying Squad social media, and they shut down their social media.
Wow.
I think we call that censorship where I come from.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that tells you, I think that tells you everything you need to know.
At all.
It should be criminal that they can do that to you. Like,
I can't stress the importance, too, of looking at these forestry issues as a big part of the climate change battle that's ahead. The interior BC, I'm quite worried, is drying out in a lot of cases and more looking to become desertified. And as the bigger fires come through with these regen forests, like they'll plant lots of forest, but then what happens is the regen stands burn so hot when the fires come through, and the old growth is resistant to fire, you know. And not only that, though, we've stopped the transevaporation process from being what it naturally was in BC. How water is cycled through the province through the trees, right? And especially after the pine beetle came through, that transevaporation, it's just, you know, you see the drying out of the interior, right? And so I feel like these forest issues are a big deal. BC has been a bit of a disaster as far how it manages its forests.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we do a lot of back road drives, and we get to see firsthand, you know, these guys out in their stomping ground in their back 40, you know, 60, 80 kilometers up some of these logging roads. And it's negligent, I think. You know, that's an opinion. But, you know, cutting close to creeks, cutting right up to the lakeside, just not leaving anything behind. Giant slash piles that when burned, scorched the forest around it. You know, a lot of wasteful practice happening.
Well, it's all about the mills, right? It's not about the workers. It's not our choice how things go. Thanks so much for coming on. And of course, that link is good for the next 20 shows, everybody. So you know the deal. Once you've been on the Meteorological Report once, come on in anytime you feel so motivated. You were listening to us at CFURO in Vancouver, 100.5 FM, CFUR in Prince George, 88.7 FM, CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. And I'm your host, Joey Olney, here with Frankie McDonald and a whole troop of friends. I just noticed Trey Campbell from who works at Radio ESPN in Texas has showed up. Trey, how's the weather in Houston, Texas?
Today was really, really nice, but it's been horrible. A lot of rain. It rained almost every day this week, but it's dried up enough to where I can mow now. So it's a lot better now. So the weather's looking better here in Houston.
Good to see
you. That means around this time, Bass Guy does a show on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. When you do a comedian round, when you do your show on Thursday nights, Joey, Bass Guy does a show at the same time.
Oh, that's too bad, because we'd love to have him on again.
Then you would get Bass Guy on, because Bass Guy's taking a Canada Day week off on July 1st. And he's taking a June 25th that week off around St. John Baptiste Day, Quebec on. That means Bass Guy's going to be a guest on your show for the next 2 weeks.
Nice. What have you been talking about on Bass Guy's show this last couple weeks, Frankie?
I was talking about the weather in Montreal, things like that. Friend, you'll be contacting Bass Guy, Jack Casey, a.k.a. Bass Guy Show. That means on June 24th and July 1st, he'll be a guest on your show, because he's taking 2 weeks off from his old show.
Sounds good. I was on Robin Slim's show last week. Thanks for that connection. Those guys are awesome. When are you doing Robin Slim next?
June 16th, 2021, 10 o'clock p.m. Atlantic time, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time.
And Gary and Dino, what are some of the questions people have been asking you on Gary and Dino? There's a segment on the Gary and Dino show every Saturday night. I'm not always able to be on because I have my kids on the weekends, but it's called Ask Frankie, and people ask Frankie anything. I mean,
like Mandy Miller, she's one of the people on the Gary and Dino show.
So if any of you want to ask Frankie anything, feel free. Right now is your chance.
Yeah, sure. Like, right, let me ask him. Even if I ask him like 1,000 things, I'm going to go ask him this question. Where do you get your haircuts from, Frankie?
I get hair cut for 2 hour combs at the Borden's Barbershop in Sydney, Nova Scotia, Whitney Pier area. I got my first dose of Moderna vaccine on May 25th, 2021.
That's
the third one, the COVID-19 vaccine.
All right. Good for you, brother. Way to go, like Frankie.
Frankie, where do you get your Canada shirt?
I got that from Santa Claus a while ago.
Oh, shout out to Santa Claus.
I got a question for you, Frankie. When the lockdown is over and you get to go to the karaoke bar again, what is the first song that you're going to sing?
Peaches by the Presidents of the United States of America, Tom Petty, Free Fall, and Zombie Sue. I'd like to introduce another song called Billy Joel Fire.
Nice.
How does it go, Frankie?
Solid choice, Frankie.
Billy Joel's fire, right? We didn't start the fire or just fire?
He did the fire song.
All right.
Can you give us a sample, Frankie, of how it goes?
Give us a sample.
And a fire, talking about history like Stalin days, going all the way to China under martial law.
Can you sing that fast, Frankie?
No.
We didn't start the fire.
Your dad's, my question, your dad's new song this week.
It's getting warm out.
Tell us about it.
You'll be playing that on your show.
I'll play it on. I'll put it at the end of this. Tell us about your dad's music.
He's a great one. It's Mystic Misses. His SoundCloud's Mystic Mist. He does a lot of songs. He writes his own songs. He does it on his own way.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Are you ever going to start singing, Frankie?
I just created my own song in 2011. Attention citizens of Florida! Attention citizens of Alabama! Attention citizens of Louisiana! Attention citizens of Southern Texas! You have to be prepared for a hurricane! It's gonna be a Category 5 hurricane! Hurricane warning has been issued for Florida! Winds will be up to 300 plus kilometers per hour! Keep on Florida! You have to be prepared for a hurricane! It's gonna be a Category 5 hurricane! Will strike Florida in September 2011! The hurricane will be so powerful in Florida! It may destroy lots of houses! May destroy all kinds of traps! Transformers! May destroy cars! May destroy roofs! May destroy all kinds of doghouses! People of Florida, have your medical kits ready! Have your flashlights ready! Have your campstones ready! Have your cars ready! Have your propane ready! People of Florida, when a hurricane gets there, all the beaches will be destroyed! Every beach will be destroyed in Florida. All the beaches will be destroyed in Galveston, Texas. All the beaches will be destroyed in Louisiana. New Orleans will be affected. Baton Rouge will be affected. All the cities in Alabama will be affected. Miami, Tampa Bay, and Orlando will be damaged badly because the hurricane's so powerful. People in Florida, head down to the basement! We will affect Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and those places. Hurricane will be so powerful, Florida. It may destroy everything. Everything. It's gonna be Category 5 or greater. People in Florida, be prepared for a major hurricane.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
What's the link for that?
Frankie,
what's
do you think,
what?
Frankie, do you think Mandy is still mad at me? I apologize to her. She seemed
yes. Mandy from Gary and Dino's show. Mad at you, Pete Glanco. What did you do?
I don't even know what I did, but I rub her the wrong way for some reason. So I mean no harm.
We got a couple minutes left. Who's got a question for Frankie McDonald?
What's your favorite song of your dad's, Frankie?
Don't remember. It's too many.
Too many, yeah. That makes sense.
That's a good answer. All of them.
Yeah. Everyone. How is the how are you feeling day two or day
day two? Sore arm is diminishing.
Oh, really? Still sore arm? You still got a sore arm?
It's getting better.
That's good.
Much better.
Yeah. Did you have to wait 15 minutes post-vaccine, or did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Washboard Hank, you must have a question for Frankie.
Say, Frankie, when's your birthday?
April 24th, 1984. I'm currently 37 years old.
April 24th? That'll be a good day for weather. You know, next year, April 24th is going to have record heat wave. Record heat wave.
How do you know that?
The groundhog told him so.
My word.
Future groundhog.
That's sweet crazy. Mysteries of life.
You can't explain him.
My dog won't shut up. Shut up, Kyler.
Also, guys, let me just mention something that I, of course, didn't mention before. And it's about like the Leafs game, right? So what I have found out is that the Toronto Raptors won last in 2019. So they actually lost game five by 1 point with a 3-1 lead. Same exact thing happened with the Leafs. I want them to win game six just like the Raptors did, because it's like a coincidence there. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
The last 35 minutes of the game was all Toronto. It's not a question that this Canadiens team isn't good enough. But hey, maybe this recording will come back to bite me if the series ends. And I'm still predicting Toronto. I'm not worried.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, we have like two chances, and like they just got two lucky goals, I think, out of us.
Montreal has now played 15 games against Toronto and won five this year.
Well, I'll say this. I hope the series goes seven games. As a Jets fan, you know, I hope it goes eight games. Let me just say that.
I saw that in one of the chat lines. It said Montreal in eight.
Well, that's how many games Canada. Didn't Canada beat Russia in 72 in game eight?
Yeah, it was game eight because they had a tie. It was a tie. Frankie, give us your social media and all that.
My Twitter is at Frankie McD. My Facebook is Frankie McDonald. My Instagram is Frankie McD 1984. My TikTok is Frankie McDonald 1984. My Clapper is Frankie McDonald 1984. My Snapchat is Frankie MACDON. My Twitch is Frankie McDonald 1984. And my LinkedIn is Frankie McDonald. And my YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
Okay, everybody. We now are at the hour mark, so I'm going to say goodbye. But thanks, everyone, for coming on. Thank you, Joe Stover. Of course, thank you, Frankie McDonald. Thank you, Lindsay Bruker.
Bye, Joey.
One of the best outlaw country bands in Edmonton. We got Brandon Houck.
He did at least.
We got Brandon Houck, who is on Radio Weatherman in Brooks, Alberta. Trey Campbell from ESPN Texas. GB, the Rapping Weatherman in the GTA. Peter Galanko down in Virginia. And then we had Kale and Jen, who are in outside Valhalla at Slocan City, BC. And Washboard Hank, of course. Thank you all for coming on the Meteorological Report. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Knows what to say, never let you down. There when you need the most to help turn that frown upside down. Thought when I grew up it would come to an end. Oh, would I be imaginary friend, the spirit in your soul is there in the beginning, there until the end. Imaginary friend, every time I fall, my spirit answers the call. Imaginary.